Robert drew a deep, shaky breath and exhaled, feeling some of the sorrow ease.
"A number of factors contributed to this tragedy," said Observer Catriona. "Yet, the most significant were the actions of Rosa's father, Robert Horst. As a high-ranking Earthsphere diplomat, it was well within his abilities to compel his daughter to abstain from taking part in such a hazardous exploit."
"Rosa would never give in to browbeating," Robert said.
"You could have had her restrained or confined," the woman said. "If you had, she'd be alive today."
"What kind of father would lock up?"
But the words died in his mouth when he realized that everyone in the Rosa audience was watching him intently.
"The other main factor was the macro-political one," Observer Catriona went on. "Robert Horst was the senior Earthsphere negotiator, both before the invasion of the Yamanon domain and after. If anyone was in a position to engineer the withdrawal of Earthsphere and hegemony forces, it was him. Yet here we are, 8 years and millions of deaths later."
"Excuse me, Supervisor Julia, but has this hearing not strayed from its original focus?"
said Observer Talavera, who got to her feet, smiled at Robert, smoothed her black suit, and faced the audience. Supervisor Julia nodded.
"Observer Talavera may now state the case for the probity."
"My esteemed colleague has made an immense leap in her logic," she began. "Ambassador Horst started as a tragic mourning father, but has turned into a V-drama supervillain. Such a vigorous method of reproach, such an active examination."
Talavera positively glowed with a kind of combative wit, while her adversary, Catriona, remained composed as she returned to her chair.
"In fact, the truth is that Horst was simply a good father. Not a perfect father, just a good one. And certainly, parents have a duty of care, but when a child reaches its maturity, how much responsibility do they still carry? Is a parent still responsible if their child murders someone? What if the child becomes a parent in their turn? Is the grandparent responsible for the grandchild?"
Talavera's demeanour was now level, compassionate, with a dose of humorous puzzlement.
"The truth is that Ambassador Horst and his wife did the best they could till, at last, their daughter was able to fly free on her own, make her own decisions, yes, and mistakes."
She put one hand out towards Robert.
"The truth is that the ambassador deserves our support and our sympathy, not condemnation. He has done nothing to feel guilty about. His daughter made up her own mind. She made her choice, and the consequences were hers alone. Guilt lies with those whose fingers pull the triggers, whose hands hold the knife or push the button or measure out the poison. Only they are guilty."
"But that's not true." Every pair of eyes looked at him. Talavera turned her head to regard him, a cool smile on her lips, eyebrows arched slightly, as if awaiting an explanation. Robert could only speak the feelings that came from that old ache in his chest.